Hi, this is Kaput Radio. My name is Martin Jansen, and after last week's episode of being replaced by some insidious Microsoft villains, my show being taken over, I can present this interview with former Prime Minister Howard, and I'm in fully control about it. Mr. Howard has had a controversial period as head of state with dubious claims of weapons of mass destruction being the reason for an armed intervention and war with Iraq. He also reigned over an inhumane system of refusing asylum to people from Iraq arriving in boats on Australia's shores. The constitution was changed to incorporate laws that amount to less democratic rights and more wide-ranging powers for the security agencies. Environmental safeguards also were watered down during his period in office. After several years in retirement, Mr. Howard is back from the political cold, supporting Barnaby Joyce, National Party leader, who is threatened by independent Tony Windsor in the hot seat of New England. Loss of the seat means losing the deputy prime ministership in the next election. I spoke earlier with Mr. Howard. Mr. Howard, thanks for coming to Kaput Radio.
You're welcome. I always try to please the listener because it's easy. They can't interject. And if they want to talk back, my friend Alan Jones makes it a marvellous spectacle with his shock-jocking radio program. He knows who can talk back and who is just as uncomfortable nuisance, boring the listeners and therefore irrelevant.
Mr. Howard, you've retired from politics now for quite some time, but lately, since Mr. Turnbull has become the Prime Minister, you are coming back into the limelight. Are you unhappy that Tony Abbott, your love child, with who you and Bronnie Bishop have spawned, has been relegated to the backbench?
Let me correct your preposterous claim about Tony Abbott being my and Bronwyn Bishop's love child. He's not very lovable. He has learned very little under my guidance, and I don't know about sporting with Bronwyn, the old cow. I can understand that Tony Abbott is smouldering on the backbench. He's been caught out by the way Australia disposes of leaders. I nearly suffered the same fate in my time. Okay, I lost the election and government, but I kept my pride and went down not apologising. Malcolm, that snobbish upstart, has to watch his back too. No one can assume a safe position in the coup d'etat infested Australian political landscape. There is an irresponsible lack of discipline within the party, unknown in my time in office. But back to your question, no, I'm not unhappy. I'm quite happy to return to helping colleagues like our coalition party's leader, Barnaby Joyce, to retain his position as Deputy Prime Minister.
Mr. Howard, polls have shown that the Deputy Prime Minister may lose his seat in the upcoming federal election. What makes you think, with you coming back from your controversial, questionable past with friends like Tony Blair and George Bush, could help rather than being an unwanted hindrance and liability for him?
Well, just to remind the listeners, in my time in office, we won the cricket. We bowled out the competition easily because I know how to play the game. I stopped the migrant boats when this misguided Norwegian captain of the freighter named Tampa turned up on our doorstep.
Mr. Howard, why did we break our signed Human Rights Convention and lock up people, including unaccompanied children, just because they were seeking asylum from murderous regimes in their home countries?
We released every single child after 14 years into community detention. They could enjoy becoming adults meanwhile in our professionally run detention centres and also our borders and better protected against reoccurrences of this nature in the future than any other country. Just look at our American friends. They're needing to build a giant 3,000 kilometre long wall to keep out nasty Mexicans. Or look at the European countries having a hell of a time with 3 million people waiting in Turkey to enter the EU. And still, blonde women and underpaid jobs no one else wants. These are problems our friends have neglected to prepare for.
Mr. Howard, you didn't answer the question.
Turkey may become a member of the EU, which solves the problem of 3 million people there, so they can actually stay in Turkey to be detained safely there. And the Mexicans, could prove valuable to guard the 3,000-kilometre-long fence and very low wages. Now, I remember Bob Hawke allowed a lot of skilled migration during his time in office, which poses now a problem of unemployment because he ran down our economy. When Labor governed this country, his girlfriends may have been pretty, but the economy was in the doldrums.
Mr. Hoa, you didn't answer the question, but let me ask you, what do you think the present or next government should do about the looming recession?
Now, look, hold on. Recession is such a harsh word. There is no recession. We are facing a whole different situation now. Compared to my time as Prime Minister, international security, especially with the digital world needing some changes in the constitution to deal with privacy laws and voting rights, making us presently so vulnerable. I introduced gun control in my time in office, which obviously thwarted terrorist acts. I suggest much more intensive investigative powers for the security agencies, a voting reform where only the loyal people get voting rights and also obtain a real firearm to shoot nasty dingoes and foxes. And we decide who gets to say what we like to hear and do and the circumstances in which to say it.
Coming back to the elections with the threat of the Deputy Prime Minister losing his seat, can the right side of politics stay in power after so many broken promises and unfulfilled expectations?
Now I ask you back. Can Australia face another Labor fiasco after the Rudd-Gillard experience? Let me answer this question and remind the public how we won the Iraqi war, stopped all the boats, created an economic boom exporting commodities and put Australia to the map. And can Australia bear another Labor government neglecting our American friends in the Middle East? Bye. Buy our submarines from questionable sources in Europe instead of following their advice to go shopping for submarines in Japan, another Labor-neglected loyal friend of Australia?
Mr. Howard, what are your thoughts on the US elections?
Well, that's another kettle of fish. When I advised my friend George Bush on how to play the game, he knew how to scare the American people and their foreign counterparts and make them go shopping for guns and armaments, thereby sustained the American economy. After President Obama took office, the American middle class was allowed to become demanding, and he allowed all this complaining to happen. There are plenty of underpaid jobs, there are plenty of empty houses, and yet the American public is not happy. The Republican Party has no discipline allowing 7 questionable candidates to destroy each other vying for the leadership. My friend George Bush tried to support brother Jeb, and Jeb himself lacked charisma in his performance. America's a great country, but making it great again seems a little overdone.
Mr. Howard, thank you for your time.
I'm only too pleased to share my thoughts with the Australian public. They surely must have missed me during the past few years. Thank you.
You heard Mr. Howard, played by Greg Wiedner. In a first of recordings, I have planned to showcase Greg's skills as an all-round entertainer. I have to thank Greg for his contribution and also Graham Ferguson for his assistance with the script. If you are curious what other people associated with Kaput Radio are doing, Google ianbrownacademia.edu. Ian as in I-A-N and Brown as in the color brown with an E added. The most recent article Ian wrote is entitled Racism, Name Your Poison, or Is Australia a Racist Country? Well, for me that is no question, but for many Australians it is not so clear cut. Worth having a read and browse through other articles Ian has published. Of course, other Kaput Radio podcasts can be found by googling Kaput X Radio, Kaput with 2T. My name is Martin Jensen, and you can hear me with more Kaput Radio next time.